This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. It's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get this song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant.
Think about the power of your words. We're living in the currents you create. We're sinking in the pool of your mistakes. So stop it out, your podium awaits. Oh my God, my God, I can't quite believe my ears.
Surface, I'm coming up for air, 'cause you're the other, you know that person seeks to rob us of our freedom and destroy our very lives.
Oh, I need a breath, I need a breath. Fill my lungs, let me fill my lungs. Oh, I need a breath, I need a breath.
Hello. Good morning. This is Rocky Mountain Jams, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is our second ever show, and the theme today is a little bit of a nonsense theme because we didn't get a chance to do our last theme last week, but we are doing social justice music / Thanksgiving music because we won't be on the air before Thanksgiving break again. And so that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
So you just heard The Currents by Bastille, and before that, the first 2 minutes of an 18-minute song by Arlo Guthrie called Alice's Restaurant Massacre.
We would play all 18 minutes, but...
Listen, that's a lot of minutes.
Yeah, we don't think anyone really wants that. But no. If you really want to listen to
it... Well, if you really want to listen to it, the reason that's on this playlist is a local radio station in Colorado called KBCO plays it every Thanksgiving at noon without fail, all 18 minutes beginning to end, and then again at 6 p.m. And so that's been my family tradition since I was little, is listening to that song.
So maybe we'll come back here at 12 and at 6 p.m. and take over for whoever is
maybe
DJing at the moment and play Alice's Restaurant Massacre.
That's also a lot of work for a pretty mediocre song.
Pretty mediocre 18-minute song, though, so it's worth it.
True.
All right.
What do we have up next?
We have a song by Lady Gaga called Till It Happens to You, which is very serious and about sexual assault. So here we go for social justice.
Until you walk where I walk, it's just all dark. Till it happens to you.
comes to you, you don't know how I feel. How I feel.
That song was Give Peace a Chance by the Plastic Plastic Ono Band, which was formed by John Lennon and Yoko Ono in who knows what year, but a very long time ago, but very relevant to today. Give Peace a Chance, people.
Yoko Ono's daughter went to the church I grew up at. fun facts about like celebrity connect. That's not even a celebrity connection. That's like,
what's his daughter's name?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Like she was a grown up and I was a 6-year old. I have no clue.
What church was it?
Christ Church.
Interesting.
I was on university by close to DU.
Wow.
For all of our listeners, it's close to DU if you're ever in Denver.
You can maybe meet Yoko Ono's daughter.
Maybe. And before that was Till It Happens to You with Lady Gaga, which came out, I think, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Or, like, last year?
Yeah. And
pretty recent. The music video is, like, very, very real.
Super intense.
Yeah.
I just remember it making waves and people, like, talking about it at school the next day and being like, whoa. That just got serious very quickly from,
definitely a good thing that it's being talked about.
For sure.
And definitely relevant on the Tufts campus with our fraternities.
Huh. Yeah. For anyone who isn't living on the Tufts campus and doesn't know what's going on, are we good to talk about this, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the fraternities on campus is currently under investigation because an article was written last week about what they do during their pledge process, which involves hiring prostitutes and like 16,000 different levels of sexual misconduct, which is nauseating on its own, but it's just kind of like very unnerving to me and Allison and a lot of people, just like realizing that things like that happen on a campus that is the place that we call home.
Right.
Yeah.
And weird to see some of these people like walking by and
like people we're friends with and stuff. And then I don't know, the Greek culture community is kind of all in hot water because of it. So the frats have essentially shut down until they can establish outlines of what they're gonna do moving forward, and it's just kind of a lot of crazy things happening.
Yep.
Yep, that's my profound commentary.
Yeah. Hopefully things improve with the Greek system as a whole and with Tufts fraternities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways. So, coming up next, we have Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday.
The sudden smell of burning flesh. the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree.
Last song was Rich Girl by Daryl Hall and John Oates. And yeah, it's a song about greed, how we shouldn't be greedy. And it's a really, really, really catchy song, and I really, really, really love it.
It's a good song. Before that was Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday, which is a little bit more applicable to her time than ours, but it's about lynchings, and it's just a super cool song.
Yeah.
Yep. Should I do a public service
announcement? Yeah, let's do a public service announcement.
Numbers to think about: worldwide cost of American healthcare edition. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. In parentheses, that's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice.
This is actually super interesting. Last night, I was at a lecture about climate change, the intersectionality of climate change on healthcare, and like how the climate changing is impacting what our healthcare system looks like in the U.S., but also globally. Yes. It was really interesting.
And the climate is changing.
It is. Climate change
wrong.
Is real.
Climate change is very real. Tell that to whoever's heading the EPA next year, please.
Yep. So true. 33% of the United States doesn't think it's real.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is unreal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next song?
Next song. So we have Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan coming up.
This was Jenny's theme song from Forrest Gump. That's what I was informed when I was picking this last night. That's by my roommate.
That is true. I almost put a song by Frank Ocean called Forrest Gump on here, but I didn't. But it would have been so applicable.
Right? So true.
Before you call him a man, how many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
And ships minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh,
Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.
Okay, so that was Redemption Song by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Is there any reason why you put that on there for...
Just because it talks about freedom and modern day slavery.
Yep, yeah, that's why.
Fit the theme.
Yep.
But Bob Marley has actually done, I feel like he's just a very social justice oriented artist.
Yeah, for sure.
You remember Miss Kirschbaum, right?
I do remember Miss Kirschbaum.
So in seventh grade art, our art teacher made the mistake of like mentioning that she had an iPod, like aux cord, and a couple kids in our class like committed themselves to being DJs and put themselves in charge, and then found out really quickly that she had no music except for Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldier, which was another slavery reference song. And so I'm pretty sure Kira was in that class with me, and that song was all that we heard for an entire trimester on loop. Like, I wish I was joking, but we would hear it like 5 times each class before she'd like shut it down.
Yeah.
But then she'd like let it happen again the next class.
Miss Kirschbaum was great though.
She was great.
She was just like so sassy and not afraid to tell you that your art sucked, which is cool. Because like you don't get an art teacher like that very often.
Tiny little lady with a New York accent.
Yeah.
And she would just come up and be like, I don't think that works.
Try something different. It was great, though. I loved it.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do a little donation.
Yeah, for sure.
PSA.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
All right. Please donate to WMFO.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a song called Projection by Power Bottom. Power Bottom, I think, was actually here at Tufts, like, for WMFO last year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I was just looking through the Instagram account, and it said Power Bottom, and I was like, no way. That's so cool.
I wonder if they come back.
Yeah.
At 6 a.m.
They're coming to Boston, like, next week.
Oh, maybe we should, like...
like the day before Thanksgiving though, so.
Oh no.
Yeah, can't make it, but yeah, they are just like a very unapologetically queer band from, I don't know where, maybe New York. Yeah, but they're super, super cool. And mm-hmm. a lot of their music deals with like LGBTQ rights and yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play Projection.
To stay inside, even though it looks like fun, I'd probably burn and die. 'Cause my skin isn't made for the weather. Now you know that I am so much older, I still stay inside. Looking at myself, I feel okay.
We'll be right back.
that last song was Words as Weapons by Birdie.
Yep.
And when I asked Megan what it was about, she told me it was about words as weapons. So
I think it could be considered like a domestic abuse centered song.
Yeah.
It's also just kind of empowering. And has a similar message to the first song, which was Currents by Bastille, which was recommended to me by a person named Tiara. And so, is this an appropriate time for a power shout-out moment?
Yeah.
Okay, shout-out to Tiara for the song rec. Also, shout-out to Shruti, because I feel like referencing Power Bottom without referencing Shruti would be a problem.
Is a mistake, yes.
Yeah, so thanks, Shruti. And then shout out to Kira, because I was told I had to give Kira a shout out. For anyone who doesn't know who all of my stories are about, Kira is my best friend from home, who lives in Virginia now, at William & Mary, and I live here.
Also, okay, shout out to Jared Sawyer, who's listening right now and is awake because he had a nightmare. I'm sorry about that. Maybe we'll play some songs to soothe, I don't know, comfort you.
Also, shout out to my father, who lives in Colorado and woke up at 4 a.m. to listen to the show. I have, like, so much appreciation for the devotion my parents have to this show.
Yeah, that, Megan's
like,
mom isn't was that massive. Real.
Yeah.
My parents have never tuned in. Mom, get on it. Okay.
You say to the air that doesn't... Oh, and shout out to our other 6 listeners that add up to a total of 8 listeners right now.
Yay.
Is it still 8?
Technically 9 right now. Yeah.
Wow. 9 whole listeners this early in the morning. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Okay. We're going to transition to Thanksgiving songs.
To some Thanksgiving music.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Some really high quality Thanksgiving music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So this song went viral. I want to say when we were in middle school.
I don't remember it, but I believe you.
Remember it? No. Oh my god. I can sing every word to this song. It was some girl whose parents paid like $5,000 for her to have a music video, and then it went viral.
Wow.
I'm
wide awake and I should take a step and say thank you for the things you've done and what you did. Remember now.
Okay, so this song isn't worth listening to the whole thing. Let's see if I can find the important part. Thank you, thank you. Yo, it's Thanksgiving giving, and I'm trying to be forgiven. Nothing is forbidden. She know we gotta have. I gotta give thanks to you and you and you. Can't be hateful, gotta be grateful, gotta be grateful. Can't be hateful. Mashed potatoes on my table. I got ribs smelling up my neighbor's crib. Can't deny having good times. We be laughing till we cry.
Yep.
Yeah.
They want to hit
a Thanksgiving. It's only marginally better. The Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping.
Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite.
That's right.
All right.
That happened.
Yep. I feel like that's enough Adam Sandler. You're 6:50 a.m. So we're going to play
like any amount of Adam Sandler singing is like more than enough.
More than a minute is like
too much. Yep.
Yeah. This next song is Going Home by Dan Auerbach. I don't really know how to say it, but it's about going home, which for those of us privileged enough, we're going home over Thanksgiving break. Megan and I are going back to Colorado, and it'll be an amazing, amazing time. So
excited.
Yeah.
Not feel like mine.
All right. Once again, that was Going Home by Dan Auerbach.
So a couple last minute things. We are almost to the end of our hour. But I'd like to give a shout out to Jared Sawyer for friending me on Facebook. Much appreciated. Also, thanks to Anna Hochschild, who spent the last 10 minutes trying to figure out how to listen online, and I don't think she ever figured it out. So, thanks.
And again, thank you to all of our other viewers.
Absolutely.
Once again, this is Rocky Mountain Jams, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are signing off with Rocky Mountain High by John Denver. Yep. Because if you haven't noticed already,
we're from the Rocky Colorado. Mountains.
True.
And Colorado.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home. Left yesterday behind him, you might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High. Say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High.